So many in my church have been waiting on me, crying out to me, praying, looking for answers, waiting for answers, wondering why it's taking me so long. At times even wondering if I hear you. But you see, it wasn't like this in the early church. The apostles never had those questions because they knew that I was always there, and they knew that I was always listening, and they knew that I was always moving. What's happened is that over the centuries, the mind, the will, the emotions, and the thought patterns of man have entered into my church and impacted my children to the point that they really do not understand that I am always listening, I am always present, I am always moving. They keep looking for something on the outside to confirm that I'm hearing their prayers, that I'm moving, that I'm doing something. And yet, when you study the New Testament, you'll find that even in their darkest hour, my apostles knew I was there. They knew it. They had an unshakable confidence in their relationship with me. And some may think, but I'm not an apostle. That's not me. No, you're not an apostle, but you are my child. Why would you think that I would exalt them above you? Simply because they had the ministry calling of apostle? No. They were my children, and I gave them that ministry calling, but they were my children, just like you. The more that you press into me is the more you're going to understand just how much you have been deceived by religion in the church. The more you press into me, the more you're going to understand that I hear you, that I am always present, and that I am always moving. But the choice is yours. You can have this confidence and this assurance if you want it. But it's going to take you pressing into me, setting aside the distractions, coming to the place of dwelling in my presence, and knowing, having that confidence, having that assurance that I'm there all the time, no exceptions. I am with you, I am hearing you, and I am moving. Do not judge what's happening in your own life by what you see in the lives of others. Many times, what you see in others that you call promotion and blessings is manufactured by the flesh. Please understand that so much of religion today would disqualify even the Apostle Paul for truly being called and used of me. Focus on me. Focus totally and completely on me. Press into me. Don't stop. And as I said in my word, do not become weary in this well-doing. I want you to come to the place of knowing beyond all doubt that I am always there with you, I am always listening, and I am always moving. I am your Father, and I am God. I cannot fail. So please trust me in this, and if you do, you are guaranteed to see the results that I have promised in my word, says the Lord.